Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Round 3, the ultimate MCU ship bracket. Here we go, motherfuckers!
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Colin.
And I am Ryan. I'm so psyched, guys.
Whee!
We're still in Marvel ship bracket time. We're still in Flavor Country.
I'm so excited. We're still ..
Yep.
In.
I love it.
I don't want to leave because once we leave, it's Endgame and then Cap is going to die and I'm going to be really sad.
Oh my god, did you guys see Steven Tyler just fly past the window?
Yeah, it was crazy.
He was inflated like a balloon, and then right when he said eyes, he popped and flew away.
You know, he does that on stage every night for years. It's crazy.
He's a professional.
Yeah, he truly is.
Is that why he has so many wrinkles? Because he blows up. And then he shrinks back down.
Yeah. He's like a balloon. deflated balloon.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so competition one is Bruce, Natasha versus Frank Castle and Karen Page.
Colin just threw his arm up. I don't know what it means. I don't know if it means you're happy or angry.
I think you were you throwing the ship out the window?
It seemed like it was
that ship.
It was a foregone conclusion gesture, right?
So it's because you like Karen and you think she's too good for Frank.
I don't think she's too good for Frank. I think Frank is a fucking murderer.
So this
everyone's a murderer in Daredevil.
Frank's like MO is murder.
Right. Stay away from him, Karen.
It's too late. All he wants to do is murder.
No, it's not either. What does he want to do? Murder?
He wants to avenge the deaths of his family.
He does that, and then we get his own series after he did that, and they're like, psych, he did it.
Because he couldn't get enough.
Well, he didn't get
the murder.
He didn't get the real people.
He just got
the
murdering.
Show opens with them being like, psych, that whole journey you went on for like 10 hours, that wasn't real. The Punisher.
Have you guys been clued into the Gail Simone thing that was happening on Twitter?
About
Frank Castle, where she was like, you know, Punisher would be a lot prettier if he just smiled more.
It was really funny.
And just like droves and droves of like comic book dweebs coming at her being like, oh, there's a reason he doesn't smile.
And the moment I was like, well, maybe you should learn more about Frank Castle. Like, I don't know what your credit is. And then she showed an entire shelf
of comic books written by fucking Gail Simone.
And he was like, okay, I see that you write, but like, do you ever write Punisher.
I see that you write, but do you read?
Oh, it was insane.
And Gail's the best.
Yeah.
She's fucking awesome. And like, she's also like such an amazing Twitter troll too, that like anyone can come at her with like whatever dumb bullshit and she's just gonna clown them out.
She's great.
So hard. I love her so much.
She's one of the reasons that I'm glad Twitter exists, because some days I'm like, why? Because I'm gonna be on it, right? But like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. What is this for?
Yeah.
What are we doing to ourselves? Mm-hmm. And Gail Simone is like, oh, this is why we're here. This is what this is for. Mm.
Yeah, Gail Simone is going to be on there telling people that no, they're thinking of GoBots. Or she's going to ask if like the new Godzilla is a fakey or a true. She's the best. So yeah, I say let's get rid of Punisher Frank Castle. Punisher,
yeah.
No, that's Punisher Karen Page.
Yeah, I vote Bruce.
So you're
going
to go for the two that have like almost no chemistry. Versus the white hot sexiness.
What, man?
Based on the times that they're in the same room with each other.
Ow. Is it just because they're both attractive?
No, because Charlie Cox like is also very attractive.
Mm.
And I'm not all about Daredevil and Karen Page. I mean, John Bernthal is very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
Charlie Cox is actually kind of weird looking. Like, attractive, yeah. But like maybe a little bit weird looking.
No, he is a classic.
There's something like kind of weird looking about him.
Stardust?
I have seen the film Stardust.
Yeah, it's interesting because they do a great job. He has such a glow up. I think he has the biggest glow up of any male actor, maybe of all time, within that film. Because the version at the beginning is no one likes and it's kind of doofy. You 100% are like, oh yeah, he's doofy. Like, of course no one likes him.
The reason why people don't like him is look at him.
Look at him. And then he meets a star, has an adventure, and then in the middle of a dance with a star on a pirate ship, he glows up and becomes really attractive.
Yeah, he gets like a haircut from Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And
he's like a secret. He's like a pirate who's in the closet, but everyone knows. Mm-hmm. There's weird parts of that movie I gotta rewatch.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then
I haven't
and
seen
then he comes out after his makeover and he looks
dashing.
So good.
He looks so good.
Yeah. He
like I thought
so
it was
bad
two actors when I saw, like, because before I went to the theater, I was like, oh, what? Oh!
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, when's the handsome guy showing up?
Yeah.
It was a glow up.
Yeah.
Surprise, wow. Handsome guy was always there.
Yeah. Whereas John Bernthal, you never need him to glow up because he's
always hot.
He's just there emanating. I think you're right. His hotness is a big part of the ship. Because I don't usually ship the Punisher with anyone, except Miss Grundy when they went to, he was an Archie.
Right.
It was amazing.
Mm.
He hooked up with like the 80-year-old math teacher.
Nice.
The booty tutor?
She's not a booty tutor in the comic. She's an old lady. But yes, the booty tutor.
I like to think she was a booty tutor in Days
Even
of Yore.
Then.
She may have been a booty tutor, but she has like white hair. She's like older than Mr. Weatherby, who's old in the comic.
She's a character that actually fits the name.
Yeah, she's very much a Miss Grundy.
Like, Mrs. Grundy had to be 30 and hot to trot at some point in her life.
Infuckable.
And murdered with a bowstring.
Ooh.
Mm. But yeah, so I don't usually ship the Punisher with people except Miss Grundy. But I don't know, there's something about Netflix's Frank Castle that really is great. But I understand you guys have to make your choices. And your choice is the Hulk and Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he completely abandons her,
he does it to protect her.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, so
he does
weird
that.
Because it's not like Frank's ever done anything like said, I only shot a fucking shotgun at you because I'm such a good shot, I knew I would miss. That's some fucking abusive language. She's like, you shot a shotgun at me in a crowded hospital. He's like, if I wanted you dead, you'd be dead. That is not hot talk.
The subtext is, I would never hurt you, baby.
Fuck
that. The subtext is that he's like really good at his job.
He's so good at his job.
He's so good at his job.
Bullshit.
That's what it is. He's super
he's proficient. Very good. Yeah, proficiency.
Whereas like Bruce is bad on so many levels. One, he gets gamma radiated.
Yeah.
That's mistake number one.
Job
mistake
number one.
Him.
Don't get gamma radiated. Yep.
He is a scientist. It's a hazard of the job.
That's true. A lot of scientists die of shit like that.
Like Marie Curie.
Yeah, they're all bad
and that,
at their jobs.
Dude that was married to Marie Curie.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Curry.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry.
All right, can we vote on this one?
Yeah.
Vote.
I'm going to vote Hulk Black Widow.
Me too.
Same.
Sorry, Ryan.
All right, I'll just make a protest vote.
At least you didn't abstain.
Castle Forever. That's Castle with a K, because that's her ship name. Okay. Clint Laura versus Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. That's Hawkeye and his farm wife versus strongman Luke Cage and strong woman Jessica Jones.
This is really interesting because this is so like opposites.
They're very different.
One is like ultimate safety, just calmness and whatever.
And commitment.
Commitment. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think we don't know about like what they're like in the sack. Whereas,
I mean,
like,
we know that it's limited. No, we know what.
We have to use our imaginations for a lot of these shows.
They have kids. They have multiple children.
Yeah.
And it's Linda Cardellini, so.
So we assume
good
in the sack?
They're good looking in the sack.
Sure, sure. They're good looking in the sack.
Also, Hawkeye can fuck, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's so lithe. He's flexible. He's doing splits in the air all the time.
Yeah, he does
honestly,
handstand
he does
and all
too much.
Sudden.
And Laura's just like, all right.
He's like doing like backhand
springs.
He never misses. Oh shit!
It's not about accuracy.
It is.
It can be.
Wherever he needs to be, he is.
Yeah. It's not about accuracy until you're inaccurate.
Yeah. Because then you have someone sucking on your thigh.
And then you got to play it off and, like, kiss your way back north. And you're like, because I meant to do that.
Well, I just got turned around.
Because I
turned around. I have a really bad sense of direction. You're like, hey, Siri.
Alexa.
Okay, so do we want to just vote or do we want to get into the Luke Jessica of it all?
I mean, I think they're just, like, hotter.
Yeah.
Yes, but this is a ship bracket. So, like, what do you ship? You ship just like hot people who are destructive in a relationship and can't commit to each other because one of them is freaking broken.
Right, but they both also badly need a vent person, and they are to each other like the only possible vent. Like, they're the only outlets for the kind of like fucking that breaks the walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you think if Luke had the opportunity to turn back the clock and not have his entire life fucked up based on his, like, semi-relationship with Jessica, that he might... I mean, and ultimately, his troubled relationship with Jessica leads him into the arms of the night nurse, which in the MCU I fucking love.
Yeah.
I love, love, love them together. But it is... Luke has a rough road in both of his shows.
And Jessica really needs someone to be nice to her. She doesn't. She thinks she needs to drink really hard and fight really hard and have sex that breaks the wall. But that's
sure,
not.
But
actually
that's just meeting
help
her where she is.
And yeah,
that, yeah.
So I don't think I ship for her. Some. I feel like. Yeah, for her, I don't know that I ship someone who she can destroy in the MCU. I do ship Luke Jessica comics, but in the MCU, I don't know that this is what she needs.
Sure.
Whereas Clint and Laura seem functional. I'm going function over form.
Mm-hmm. I mean, besides the fact that he's kept her a complete secret from everyone for years and years.
Right, but it's...
Well, everyone being just...
Black Widow
his
knows.
Superhero friends.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think if you choose to make your family a priority and you lie to other people about your family, that's him choosing to take care of his family.
Right,
like,
we don't
he
know
doesn't
Colin's
need to prioritize
family.
In America, what
you guys have met?
We don't know.
Parents.
We don't know Colin's secret family.
I haven't met Colin's parents.
You were out
you
that week.
You didn't meet them.
I was out that week.
They said it was the best episode they ever heard.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I mean, it's missing this normally grating sound.
I mean, wow. To be fair, it is technically the only episode I can prove that they've heard because they were in the room.
Right,
they were there, and we kept looking at them. Was Jen the guest?
I don't remember if we had a guess.
I think Kelly was there.
I was not there.
No, Kelly wasn't there.
Really?
I remember.
Was Omar there?
Was it?
It could have been
Omar. It might
have
been Omar.
They
it's one of those
very
two.
Very similar auras.
Yeah.
Kelly and
Me
Omar
and Omar,
because
we're
similar.
Not white.
That's it. It's that brown
aura. I thought you were saying Jen and Omar.
No.
I would actually agree that me and Omar do have similar
yeah,
auras.
First you call me racist, and then you agree with me.
I didn't realize that was the implication. I didn't mean that.
No, I mean, I'll think about it a lot.
Think about it before you go to sleep.
Super, like, Asian aura, don't they?
I would say, I think that's true, though, because we both are, like, I think I'm more frenetic than him. But yes. Similar,
he's a pretty chill dude.
Similar, like, bubbling thoughts underneath.
You know what it is? I think your aura is a bit staccato, and
mine's
his
like
is a bit legato.
Oh, interesting.
But together, they, like, mesh very well, and so maybe that's what we're picking up on?
Maybe.
Omar, let us know what you think.
We'll find out if he doesn't listen to this show.
This is a call out.
Yeah.
And also, hey, Mom and Dad, why don't you let us know, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my mom likes the show.
Hi, Drew.
Shout out to Drew.
Drew is the best parent. She is. She listens to all your stuff, and she cares about the stuff that you do. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it is very cool.
Should we vote on this?
Yeah.
I was like, because my dad sometimes listens too, sporadically.
You don't get to have two
of the best parents.
I'm voting
in our
for
ultimate
my
parents.
Parents. I'm just gonna say
now that we backed you into
I'm getting this out of the way. Mom and Dad, you got my vote.
I feel like the only people that are like wild cards are me and Patrick as far as votes go.
I'm not voting for my
parents.
I'm
not voting for my parents. Are you kidding me?
No way.
No way, dude.
You can't tell you've never even met his parents.
Hell no, dude. I mean, you know what? I go with the devil I don't know. Okay, so let's vote on the ship.
Yes. Clint, Laura, or Luke, Jessica?
Count of three.
One, two, three.
Clint, Laura.
Wow.
All across the board.
You guys turned me around.
I'm glad.
Same here.
Good.
You know who looks like them?
Who looks like who, Colin?
You know who looks like them? Okay. The character from Tag, who's really good at Tag.
And like kind of climbs up in trees and jumps
and
around.
And Lindsay Weir from Freaks and Geeks looks just like them.
That is exactly the two people I was thinking of. It's almost as if
they're doppelgangers. Guys, we're doing doppelganger ships because the movie Us is out today.
Oh my God.
Cannot wait.
Looks
dude. Terrifying.
I thought you were going to say terrible, and I was like, you need to leave.
Or work on your eyeballs.
Yeah. Or just like work on how you talk to people.
Yeah. No, it looks scary.
Yeah, it does look very scary.
It looks scary. I don't want to know anymore.
Right.
The trailer.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything, but I want to watch it.
I mean, that the trailer is really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like just the trailer alone.
Well, and it's got like a very like eerie horror sci-fi thing and then mixed with a home invasion porn, which is like my least favorite and favorite genre of horror because
I find it the most unsettling, scary, 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 so unsettling.
Yeah,
but like ones like even movies like I think one of my favorite horror movies of all time is the fucking Strangers.
Yeah, that's
which
so scary.
It's and that's like a PG fucking home invasion porn compared to like Straw Dogs or some fucking shit.
Like Funny Games or something.
Funny Games, yeah.
Yeah.
Or fucking Clockwork Orange, man.
Clockwork Orange is problems going on.
Yeah, there's problems. Yeah. There's
I mean it's so like subversive to be like even the place where you run away to, even the place where you retreat from the rest of the goddamn world can still be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's unsettling.
Well, scary thing, yeah. The scary things can come to your safe place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to your panic room.
Ooh, panic room. The movie.
But I think where like Us is even like a level above that is that like it's the danger is in your home and the danger is fucking you.
Yeah.
That's like there's no escape from your safety and there's no escape from your own self, which is. Yeah, I don't know.
That's scary. The whole doppelgangers thing are kind of creepy too. Like just in general, they're scary. Colin, do you have any doppelgangers? Ships?
Like IRL or ships?
Well, if you have any in real life, we'll kill them. And then
no, we won't.
There can only be one.
I want to see how they're different.
Okay, we'll put them through a series of tests.
Uh huh.
And then
like,
we'll eliminate
like,
them.
I actually I have to go to bed early because tomorrow I'm doing my taxes.
I was seriously thinking the word taxes. Are you freaking kidding me? Colin, what the hey?
What the hey?
That was freaky deaky.
I think, I don't know, we could try that, Colin, out for a little while.
See a version of Colin who's going to do his taxes.
Yeah, just see what he's like on the mic, and then make our decisions. I mean, it's a tough call. So,
guys, can we
we'll probably
can we wrap
go with
this
you.
One up though real quick? I just
you have to
really gotta do my taxes.
I would feel like he's lying and is doing something.
Yeah, he's
else.
Doing a really yeah, bad job of it.
Something very scary. Do you have
he's
any
going home to
shifts?
Torture me more?
Yeah, you're trapped.
Wait, no, we have you trapped. We've got both of you
trapped, and we're running you through tests.
Because we know there's doppelgangers. We're not... Okay, here's the thing. If some dude shows up talking about taxes, we will find you and save you.
Thank you.
But if you're here, and then another you shows up and talks about taxes, we'll feel out which one we like better.
Okay.
Did you have any doppelganger ships?
I do have a doppelganger ship, and it is me... trapped in the flame of the Statue of Liberty with the true Tim Allen, woke Tim Allen.
Wait, is that where we said he was? In the flame of the Statue of Liberty?
That's where the Illuminati is holding him. Or maybe it was the crown.
Wait,
I can't remember.
Hold on. So who is the doppelganger?
Tim Allen and I are both prisoners.
Because the replacement and Illuminati ones are out here.
That's right. For those of you who are not like totally aware... Tim Allen was replaced with a doppelganger who, is there something to do with Scientology?
Illuminati, you idiot.
I just didn't know if the Scientologists were involved somehow.
No.
It's the Illuminati. And the reason the Illuminati cloned and replaced Tim Allen is because Tim Allen is like super woke.
He was woke, yeah. And he got kidnapped in between Santa Claus 1 and 2, is that it?
I think that's right,
I think
so.
He wasn't happy with the direction that Tool Time was going. He was like, you know what, we're playing into too many... bullshit tropes. I want to let this go. I think we either need to take the show in a different direction and make Jill a real human being type character, or we should just cut our losses and end it here. Next thing he knows, he wakes up, bound and gagged in the flame of the Statue of Liberty, and there is a clone of Tim Allen.
That's correct.
Like, pushing for Last Tim Standing.
Yeah.
And all the other messes that we have.
Well, and he like knew that his demise was coming. So he started trying to send secret messages during recordings. So
five and nine.
Third minute, the fifth minute, and the ninth minute have like...
Yeah, he spikes the lens at 3, 5, and 9,
yeah,
I believe.
And says some things, and then that's your message.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have to put that together.
It's like
the third
letter of every word he says at 3, 5, 9.
So it seems like your ship is just you and Tim Allen.
As prisoners in... And it's like... Do you remember?
I don't fault you for this, Colin, but it seems like you just wanted to... bring up this political agenda of yours and promote the idea of woke Tim Allen.
Yeah,
which I'm all for it.
I don't remember what sparked my mind. I had a totally different one seconds ago.
What is the other, the one that we hang out with doing of you? What agenda are you pushing that is going to get squashed?
Oh, what is the Illuminati pushing?
Yeah, why do they
want to?
Because I really want to know, because I want to ship this for you, because I want what you want for you. But I want to see how is it going to affect and my friends.
There are also two Collins in this scenario?
There has to be, because he's locked out.
I've been replaced.
He has been replaced.
Tim Allen style.
He didn't break in. He's not there. Because here's the thing. He could have cast himself as a hero who's going to save woke Tim Allen. He did not cast himself
that
way.
This is like a pit and the pendulum type thing where I am now also trapped in the dark. And Tim Allen's like, he's been there for years. And woke Tim Allen is like, hey. Just breathe. It's okay. Ho, ho, ho.
That would be kind of soothing.
He's like, ho, ho, ho. You know, and I'm like kind of panicking.
Oh,
he does
buzz voice at you.
Aw.
You got a friend.
Aw.
You got a friend. Although I think in our timeline, I think that's clone Tim Allen who is Buzz Lightyear.
I thought he gets
Not
to
in
do
the first one.
One
no,
yeah.
he gets
oh,
to do one.
Maybe even the first two, because those movies take a long time to make.
Okay.
Right. And okay, so there you go.
So it's woke Tim Allen getting me through the process of like you've been kidnapped by the Illuminati, like this is real, this is happening. But then the two of us in our friendship figuring out ways to possibly escape or even, you know, just like hide an extra ration, like whatever it is.
Our
adventures in the cell.
Do you tell him about SDS?
Oh my God, I can't not talk about it.
Do you tell him that we knew about him?
Here's the thing. I will absolutely let him know that we predicted it.
Don't do
but
it.
Also, think about this.
He's going to get mad at you for
don't
not
do
doing
it.
Something sooner.
Because we have not saved him in any way.
Yeah, he's going to be like, made you knew jokes about and you it. Didn't save me.
I think you do. Keep your mouth shut.
Also, this crown or this torch, whichever it is bugged.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't tell him anything.
They are listening.
That's true.
So you guys have to communicate with each other, 359, 359.
Yeah, we have to. I have to learn the 359 code.
Yep.
But I don't know if I'll be able to not tell him about same day shipping because as someone who's been in a secret prison mm-hmm. for like 20 years, he's like the only audience that wouldn't be immediately dismissive of you talking about your own podcast.
That's a great
right,
point.
Yeah, you'd have
that's,
to explain podcasts.
Otherwise, he'd be like, what, so you live in L.A.? Everybody in L.A. has a podcast.
Honestly,
no, he wouldn't know, no, though.
You, what
should, you should tell him you invented this podcast where you have comedians on and you squash beefs. And it's the most popular podcast.
But then what do you do?
I'll be like, hey, you don't remember The Man Show, do you? I'm Joe Rogan.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Ryan, you got a doppelganger?
Guys, I think we talked about this a little a couple weeks ago. I feel like doppelgangers fucking each other is cousin to
incest.
And so, like, it kind of weirds
cousins.
Me out. Mm. So I thought about it, and then I was, like, going clones, but I know clones aren't doppelgangers. But there's something, like, fetishistic about wanting to have sex with yourself, but not yourself. Like, it's, like, hard to... It's like you are reducing the person to what they look like that is a loaded thing that isn't the person inside. So
it's
just like, it just felt like it's like too loaded. It's like, I don't know. It's like if a bunch of Megan Foxes showed up and you had to say,
yay,
too much. Okay. No. So I thought about it, but then I was thinking about something I've noticed a bunch because I'm rewatching the show Roswell. The main couple in it look so much alike. Liz and Max.
They
do
look
the same exact hair color. Like color. It's
yeah.
like exactly the mm-hmm. same. They have the exact same complexion. Mm-hmm. They have the exact same brown eyes. Now he is obviously like male features. She's female features. So like her features are softer. But like they look so much alike. And I ship them. So I was like, all right, that's doppelgang adjacent.
They're doppelbangers.
Doppelbangers.
They are, in fact, doppelbangers.
Yes.
But, I mean, isn't that a thing that, like, couples that are together for a while start to look like each other?
Or people and their pets.
Yeah.
They start I've to, heard or they about, always have.
Yeah, those are different things.
I guess, I don't know.
What, I mean...
It's like...
Because people don't usually get more attracted to each other.
If you stare at the same frowning face for 35 years, it's probably going to start
It's going to frown back.
Yeah,
at
it's frowning back.
When you gaze into the abyss.
The abyss gazes back.
Yeah, I think it's more, do you... I think people do are attracted to those that have similar. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know that I would believe what I was about to say.
Yeah. My parents don't look alike at all.
Mm. Do they look more alike now than when they got married?
No, they just look like older versions of themselves.
I wonder if there's like a.
I mean, I guess they have similar. They have similar tendencies and like similar.
Do they make similar faces?
Quirks.
I mean, like I wonder if that's it. If that like you just start to pick up.
Yeah.
Like, tics and like expressions and just like ways of carrying yourself mm-hmm. that are like your partner's
mm-hmm.
that like maybe you don't look the same in photographs but like there's a visual similarity between the two of you in person.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. So that's your doppelbanger?
I think so. Because there wasn't any doppelgangers I could think of that didn't kind of squick mm-hmm. me out.
Yeah. I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what am I saying? Okay, there's one.
Oh, who?
Fantastic Four, Johnny Storm.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my
Captain
god!
Captain America.
Yay!
That one doesn't bother me. But those aren't really doppelgangers, unless you believe that the Fantastic Four movies are in the MCU.
Yeah.
And just those Fantastic Four movies, and not the Fantastic Four movie that came out a couple years
so,
ago.
So, like, I don't know if that counts, but I take it back. Forget
it's Michael
Max
B. Jordan.
I know.
Yeah, Johnny Storm, Chris Evans, and Captain America. Chris Evans.
That's pretty good.
Hold on. So Killmonger. And the Human Torch?
Yes.
Interesting.
Killmonger
needs some light in his life. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
He does.
Wait, when is this in his life? Is this before he...
It's got to be before he dies.
So does he have all the little... like
It happens like briefly off screen, like just like...
Like in college?
I think he already has all those little things on him.
Like, here's the thing, because eventually Killmonger...
Like, he needs those kill scars.
...commits to a path that is very dark, that I don't think Johnny Storm would go down with him. But they could have some moments before Killmonger takes turn.
You know, Killmonger, like, you're right, he's down a pretty dark path, but, like, the Fantastic Four of that Fantastic Four movie have more in common with the Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Which is more focused in, like, body horror and, like, dark shit. I think it still works.
Oh, I think they could have good times, but I think that they're... I don't think they could ever get back together.
Sure.
Because I don't know that Johnny Storm would put up with, you know, the kind of murders that Killmonger... Because remember Killmonger murders his girlfriend?
Yeah.
He also has, like, the sheer number of murders.
I mean, most of those are people we don't know that well, but that's his actual girlfriend. Yeah, he just shoots her in the head.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty messed.
And I don't think that Johnny Storm would not put up with that.
No, I don't think he would. I think that's a secret that he finds out, and that's what ends it. I think it's like a flame that burns really bright. Boom. Got it, Kelly.
I wish they'd go any further.
Period.
Kelly, do you have a doppelgangership?
Yeah, well, so mine is, it happens in a movie with doppelgangers, but like, it's not, I don't want the doppelgangers to fuck. I want, okay. And I watched it today because I was a little struggling with this. So I was like, I'll just watch a movie with doppelgangers in it and then I'll come up with something. So I watched The Prestige.
Yes. Mm. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Never seen it.
Oh, sorry. Well,
wait, is there two Tim Meadows in that?
Are you thinking of Dr. Love?
I think you're...
Ladies Man?
Are you thinking of Ladies Man?
I think of the Ladies Man.
Was I thinking of Ladies Man when we were talking about something?
I think that was the joke Colin made, or he... What?
Or you really think Tim Meadows is in it?
No, I couldn't remember Ed Norton's name, so I just went with Tim Meadows.
Oh, no, that... No, it's so not. Ed Norton is Illusionist.
This is Hugh Jacks.
Hugh Jacks.
Patrick, stop laughing at me.
Hugh Jacks and Christian Bale and C. Bale.
Oh, they do kind of look alike.
Or is that Illusionist?
No, she's Illusionist. ScarJo.
ScarJo.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie.
It's pretty good. So, okay. Do you care about spoilers? Because I'm about to spoil.
No, I don't.
Okay, here we go. Well, these guys, they're magicians. They are obsessed with each other. They keep trying to, like, one-up each other. And they also, like, hurt each other physically, and one of them kills the other one's wife.
What?
On accident.
Like, it was an accident.
And, but that's kind of what
they do, like, intense kind of, it's like old timey intense magic, like Houdini style.
Yeah.
Like their lives are in danger.
It's like, I will get away from all of this dynamite.
Yeah.
Or I won't.
And so they keep, like, chasing each other, like stealing each other. Well, actually, pretty much Hugh Jackman is the only one who steals the act from Christian Bale, because Christian Bale is a better magician.
Christian Bale is, like, trying really hard. It's sort of like how he's an actor.
Yeah.
He's very committed.
Yeah, he's very committed, but he's, like, not showy. Hugh Jackman is the greatest showman on earth.
Yeah, he's all about prestige.
He's...
This is us.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a song?
Yeah, that's
from
the Greatest Showman
greatest showman song.
Very nice.
That he sings. So then he's, like, better at being a magician. So then he gets ScarJo to be his magician's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I need you to go. And they hook up. And she's like, ScarJo. Yeah.
Or her and ScarJo.
Yeah. And he's like, I need you to go and, like, be Bale's assistant and, like, steal his ideas for me. And she's like, so you're just going to, like, have me be your fucking errand boy? I love you. Like, I want to keep working with you. And he's like, no, I need you to steal his secrets. And she's like, what the fuck? So she goes over to Christian Bale and she's like, Christian Bale, I need to steal your secrets. He's telling me to steal your secrets.
Yeah.
But the truth is, I'm pissed. Like, he told me to come over here and tell you this.
But I think sometimes Hugh Jackman is really nice and sometimes he's really mean. Isn't that true?
Sort of. It's more Christian Bale. Christian Bale's, like, trickier about, like, how to pin down. Because then, spoiler alert, both these guys have secrets. Okay? So one, Christian Bale has a twin. And that's how he's able to do this magic trick of, like, throwing, like, he opens a door and there's, like, basically he's able to open a door, throw a ball across the stage, close the door, and open a door on the other side of the stage and catch the ball.
Oh, that's a good trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool trick, and it involves, like, shoot doors and, like, levers and shit like that. So then, what's his name? Hugh Jackman steals the idea for that, and he starts doing it, and he finds a doppelganger who's just, like, him with, like, fake teeth. It's, like, the guy they find.
Okay.
And then
did the Rami Malek School of Acting.
Yeah, Rami Malek School of Acting. Yeah, big T. Big
it'll
big
win
T.
you. It'll win you Oscars, guys.
You should have won an Oscar for that. So then, like, but they're still sabotaging each other this whole time. Then he finds out, like, he starts, like, hanging out with Tesla, and Tesla's, like, played by David Bowie.
Like, the Tesla.
The Nikola Tesla. Wait.
He's played by David Bowie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Going to sing another song for us?
No. I didn't know that he was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
So then Tesla's like, okay, here's this, this thing I've been working on. It's like basically is like it shocks you and then creates a double of you. For real, for real.
And then there'll be two of you.
Yeah. And the star. So then he's like, okay, there's two of you now. And Hugh Jackman's like, okay, I'm going to start using that trick and I'm going to do that same trick with the doors. But I'm going to appear in the back of the theater. So people are going to be like, there's no fucking way. Like, how could you get all the way over there? So he does that trick and he's like, attention world, I'm gonna do this 100 times. I'm gonna do this show 100 times and I'm done. And then I'm done and I'm never performing again.
Holy
and Christian
shit.
Bale's like, what the fuck? Why is he doing this? And he doesn't know the secret. So then he shows up. Hugh Jackman, the trick is it shocks him. He goes through a chute and then the double appears across. Okay. So he goes through the chute. He falls into a tank and drowns to death.
What?
Because a tank was set up underneath there.
On purpose?
On purpose. So Christian Bale gets accused of murder. He's like, because he's the one who was down there. He like went down there and he was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And he's like, hey, get out, get out, get out. Turns out Hugh Jackman, because he knew he was going to double, framed him for his own murder.
Whoa.
So then he's like on death row. His daughter comes. He's like, daughter, I love you. And then hand on the shoulder of the daughter. He looks up. It's fucking Hugh Jackman. He's like, what the fuck? I saw your dead body. And he's like, man, what? I'm just alive. And then he's like, what? And then so then Hugh Jackman's like going off and he's like dealing with his own estate, selling off his stuff. Then
selling off. Oh, because he's dead. Because
he's dead. So he's like
cool.
Buying his own stuff. So he's buying his own stuff. Then step. Who is that?
What?
It is Christian Bale's twin who always has been like, so he and his twin have been switching and like,
so you don't know who
you don't know who and he's been like wearing like a beard and like prosthetics, I guess, the entire time. So like he always had this weird assistant that was with him that like never talked, and it was him the whole time. So then he comes back and he kills Hugh Jackman, and then he walks off, and then we like pan over tank, Hugh Jackman's in there. Oh no, is there another Hugh Jackman? So I'm like, forget about the whole ScarJo thing. These guys just need to get it over with and fuck. This entire movie is them being like, I need to take this guy down. I can't stand that he's a better magician than me.
I just want to take him down and hold him down.
Yeah, and kiss his mouth with my mouth.
And just get him off. What? Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm just so angry.
I'm just so angry and full of magic. And they both have secrets.
So
one,
in your version, is this post the doppelgangers existing?
Hmm.
Or do you want this to nip it in the bud?
I want it to nip it in the bud. I don't want the doppelgangers to happen.
Did I tell you I have a coworker who says nip it in the butt?
Mm.
And the first time I heard it, I was like, maybe I'm mishearing it. But like, I've seen it in writing.
I've heard people think that that's the phrase.
Two T's or one T?
Like booty? One T, but she's not a good speller.
Oh.
Oh.
So she could mean two T's.
It's like, nip it in the butt. I have more to say about this.
It sounds like one of those like really long like rhyming things where they're
hello operator.
Yeah. Nip it in the butt. Let me tell you another thing I thought of.
It's very funny.
But I think they just need to. Yeah, I think that we should avoid the whole doppelganger thing. I mean, one of the doppelganger situations is literally a twin, so we can't really avoid that part.
That one already exists. Well, let me ask you this: is there a way for them to? Because obviously they need the. They're both the greatest showmen in this scenario.
At the
right?
end, yeah, because Christian Bale grows and he does become a better showman.
I'm just saying, do they need to somehow perform their banging it out? Does it need to be in front of an audience?
Ooh, like,
is this something they
the
can bang out in private?
Prestige After Dark.
This is what I'm saying. Like, they need to have this prestige moment. And if it's just banging out their aggression for each other.
I think they do need to have a prestige moment for sure. Because when we do see them on the stage together, there's one part that I think you would totally love, Colin. So there's like Hugh Jackman is doing his performance and he falls through and his things that he usually lands on are gone and he breaks his leg.
Hmm.
And then he looks over and it's Christian Bale that's going to go up in the shoot instead of his double. And he's like, what? And then he's like, hello. And then he goes up and then he plugs his own fucking show on the stage to everybody.
I just broke your leg, motherfucker. Thanks for the audience. Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Cool. That movie sounds great. I can't believe I never watched it.
They gotta fuck each other, though. I'm tired of them playing around. I'm tired of that playing around. It's a long movie.
It's like, this could be us, but you magic kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. And it is weird that the twist is like that one secret is twins and the other secret is like magic. Like magic clothes.
Right, but isn't that sort of like, that's like the point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the point is like experimenting with nature and like, it's a warning against science as used, right? I mean, that's how I read that movie.
Mm.
Like, one of them is using the hand that they're dealt to their best use, and the other one becomes obsessed and then breaks nature's laws.
Yeah.
And then ends up dead.
I mean, they're both pretty obsessed, but I guess Hugh Jackman is more obsessed because he goes out all
the
way
to Tesla.
Well,
he's the one who crosses the line.
Yeah.
Because I guess breaking someone's leg isn't good.
No, and also true. Killing that girl in the beginning was an accident. Maybe. Yeah. Probably.
Who's the other magician in The Illusionist?
Paul Giamatti.
Was it really?
Yeah, it's Paul Giamatti and Ed
that
Norton.
Movie's a step down.
Actually, apparently.
Whoa.
Paul Giamatti. Apparently
whoa.
That is so rude.
From Jackman and Bale to
Paul Giamatti is a
great,
tremendous actor.
If you're
Paul Giamatti is a really good actor.
Yeah, I'd say steps down. Jackman and Giamatti is the better pairing.
Oh, is the king of kings.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the bottom rung.
No.
Bale commits to everything he does and he's great.
Hugh Jackman is the greatest showman.
He is the greatest
this
showman.
This is us.
Yeah, greatest showman.
He can't do Quiet.
Hugh?
Yeah.
Hugh does Quiet.
What about Logan?
Hugh does
Logan
better than anyone else.
Logan is...
He's not being quiet.
He's not being quiet.
Even though he's not saying anything,
he's brooding at an 11.
Outward. I think he's as intense... I think he's pretty intense just like Christian Bale. I think they're just different kind of intense.
Yeah, I think Christian Bale is more of a chameleon than Hugh Jackman.
Yes. I think... yes, I agree. Okay.
Maybe chameleons run... Because I don't mean that he blends into his surroundings, but he is more...
He transforms.
He's a transformative actor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, sometimes I can see Hugh Jackman acting. Sometimes I can...
Well, you kind of always know that he's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, because he's yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Logan is always Logan to me.
Yeah, that role is very iconic.
I think that's it. I think Logan on screen and Hugh Jackman on screen are kind of like melded at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. They're all
he's
good.
Also like way too jacked to be in like whatever time period they're in. He takes his shirt off at one point, and I'm like, please. This is Victorian times. No way. He has, like, an 8-pack.
He probably had to shoot X2. Like,
I know.
The next
yeah.
day.
He was.
Yeah.
He, like, looks so fucking jacked.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the name.
He's jacked, man.
You're jacked. That was really
who funny. Else got a doppel ship?
I got one. Have you guys been following the announcements around the new Mortal Kombat game? Mortal Kombat 11?
Uh-uh.
No.
Mortal Kombat 11.
I saw the new kills.
Yeah, yeah. There's a new fatality trailer. Fatality trailer that's floating around. But the conceit of the game is that it is time travel. A time god is grabbing different versions of the Mortal Kombat characters from throughout the various Mortal Kombat timelines, because there are two now.
Awesome.
Johnny Cage was just revealed as a character in the game. And Johnny Cage, classic Mortal Kombat character, right? Movie star who stumbles onto a killer tournament between different dimensions and is like, I'm just going to kick ass here. There are multiple versions of Johnny Cage, okay?
Okay.
And one of the things that this game has going for it is at the beginning of every matchup, for every pairing of characters, there's like a little 3 or 4 line scene between the characters and like a couple different versions of it. And it's usually like when Johnny Cage is there, it's always like some kind of smart ass thing. But when it's Cage v Cage, when he's playing against himself, he just fucking loves himself.
Really?
He's, cool. He's like, we gotta do a buddy cop movie that's just a
that's so cute.
That's so sweet.
So my ship is two different versions of Johnny Cage.
Any which ones?
Any which ones. Doesn't matter who.
I think that's the strongest ship of the night.
I
that's
agree.
Great.
Yeah, strongest ship.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh my goodness.
Hey guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.